Pineapple, maybe. Barbecue, okay. But honey with your pizza? It's actually a tradition in Colorado, where for decades skiers have been making the après ski trek to Bojo's Pizza Parlor in Idaho Springs. Bojo's owner, Chip Baer, joins us from his pizza parlor now. So, pizza with honey, where did this come from?
Oh, I guess that's a pretty long story. I started when I first started the business in 73. We do kind of a unique thing. We call it a Colorado style mountain pies. And it the crust itself isn't real thick, but we roll the edges, which creates our unique ingredient restraint system.
Now, why do you need an ingredient restraint system?
Oh, because being in the mountains, we have to take care of the mountain man type of appetite. So we pile lots and lots of stuff on, and the only way to keep the stuff on the pizza without having it slide off into the oven and so forth is to build that ingredient restraint system, which also creates them a really nice roll on the edge of the pizza. And when people are done, they pour the honey on the edge of the crust, and then they have a really nice built-in dessert for their pizza.
Now, this is something I've never seen in any pizza parlor I've been in. Honey on the table.
It's unique as far as I know of.
How much honey do you go through a year?
We go through over 16 tons a year.
That's a lot of honey.
It keeps our honeybees real busy. A honeybee, I'm told, will in its lifetime produces about a teaspoon or a half a teaspoon of honey. So we keep those honeybees real busy.
So the next time I'm in Colorado and I stop in, tell me what I should order.
Well, it depends on what you like. We have 10 different sauces, about 10 different cheeses, 35 different ingredients. A Colorado statistician a number of years ago figured that we could feed everybody on the planet for a week without ever making the same pizza twice.
Bojo's owner, Chip Baer, in Idaho Springs, Colorado. Thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much.